Capsaicin is a colorless irritant phenolic amide that is found in various capsicum and that gives hot peppers their hotness. Capsaicin, otherwise known as C18H27NO3. C18H27NO3. You get the perception of pain. Hotness. In large quantities, capsaicin can be a lethal poison. Symptoms of overdose include difficulty breathing, loose skin, and convulsions. Capsaicin. While the large amount needed to kill an adult human being and the low concentration of capsaicin in chilies makes accidental poisoning by chili consumption exceedingly unlikely. However, capsaicin has been implicated in some cases of infanticide in India. The therapist wearing rubber gloves and the patient wearing rubber face mask. Their hotness. You get the idea. Capsaicin is also the active ingredient in the chemical riot control agent pepper spray. When the spray comes in contact with skin, especially eyes or mucous membranes, it is very painful. Hotness. Please refer to the Scoville scale for a comparison of pepper spray to other sources of capsaicin. Imagine snorting an extract of 50 jalapeno peppers. You get the idea. Capsaicin. Otherwise known as C18H27NO3. C18H27N. You get the perception of pain. Hotness. The capsaicin receptor is a heat-activated ion channel in the pain pathway. Neurons transmit information regarding tissue damage to pain processing centers in the spinal cord and brain. When these neurons come in contact with capsaicin, the neuron gets excited, and there is a perception of pain. Hotness. Capsaicin. Long-term exposure leads to long-term loss of responsiveness and apoptosis, a genetically determined destruction of cells from within due to activation of a stimulus. In other words, a series of genetically programmed events leading to cell death. You get the idea.
Capsaicin.
A therapist wearing rubber gloves and a patient wearing rubber face masks. Their hotness. Neurobiological overload. You get the idea. Hotness. Capsaicin can also be used to relieve pain. Capsaicin. The capsaicin is applied by a therapist wearing rubber gloves and a face mask. The capsaicin remains on the skin until the patient begins to feel the capsaicin. The result appears to be that the nerves are overwhelmed from the burning sensation and are then unable to report pain for an extended period of time. Capsaicin has also been used to deter abuse of certain extended-release drugs such as OxyContin and Ritalin. When taken as prescribed, morphine-based prescription drugs such as OxyContin release their opioids over time. But when crushed and snorted, swallowed or injected intravenously, these drugs produce an intense high that is highly addictive. By adding capsaicin into the capsules, a person taking the capsule in the prescribed way, swallowing it whole, would suffer no ill effects from the additive. However, a person crushing it would expose the irritant. Anyone then snorting it, or injecting it, would be exposed to the full power of the chemical, neurobiological overload.